Like I said, we appreciate being here this evening, and I'd like to, I know I wasn't here Sunday to tell the church that I appreciate each and every one of you. If you just had a prayer, if you just came out and been with us last week at the revival, for the support that y'all have given us, not even to this time, but even throughout all the years that we've been trying. And a lot of times we feel like that we've come up short on things, but I just desire to do that God will have us to do. And we're just going to read a couple of verses out of First Kings. It's something I guess we've stood on before, I reckon, and I guess like most preachers, they kind of fight within ourselves, I reckon, about saying, we done did that, we done didn't. But there again, you know, we sang songs over and over again too. So one fella at work a few years back, he said, his pastor said that, said it's something I had before, so I don't know what. And the guy said, well, said, if it was good the first time, it's probably going, it's worth eating again. But we don't, like I said, we don't have much, but just a quick thought. Let's see, chapter 11, I think it is. I'm going to read the first couple of verses in it, then we'll flip on over to 16, I think. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Amorites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn you away your heart from their away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto this in love. Now we're going to go over to chapter 16, and we're going to just start at verse 29 and read just a couple of verses there. And in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him, to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took a wife, Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, and he had built that which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. In his days did Hiel the Bethlehemite build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram, his first son, and set the gates thereof, and his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Joshua, the son of Nun. I said, that's just a few verses of reading. Brother Randy called us last night and said he couldn't be here tonight, but just remember. And anyhow, we was thinking through that last night today, and And just thinking about Ahab, supposed to have been the king of God's people. He's supposed to have been in charge, the leader, the guide, ever how you want to say it, of God's people. And as we read on over, first off, God done already gave them instructions on who to stay away from. Because God knows us even as humans, and He's got instructions even for us of what to stay away from. He knows our thoughts are far off, and if our thoughts get too far off, we can become just like Ahab. Ahab was in a position here of kingship, like I said, of God's people, but the Bible said he took Jezebel as his wife of the Zidonians. But this is what it said. If it had been a light thing for him. In other words, he didn't think much about it. The light thing that he was thinking about was the commandment that God kept, told him what not to do. Sometimes we can get ourselves in our positions and in our things of happenings, and we fought and we have failed. And at the moment in times, we're not really thinking of what we're doing. And I'll be honest with you, when I have chosen to do not God's will, at that moment in time, it was a light thing to me to do because I'm not thinking about what God told me not to do. But I'm so gracious of His and appreciative of His on being on this side of me that it won't be no prolonged period of time whenever He'll come and remind me of really who I am. But He came in this area and it become a light thing. Now we can read on over. Paul, he went in and he was going to speak to Agrippa, but I'm thinking it was Felix that he spoke to first about what to do and what God's commandments was. And Felix said, just come back at a more convenient time. In other words, it was a light thing to him. He didn't even think about how much it was really. The rich young ruler came to him. He said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven? Yes, at that moment in time, he was searching for something or other. But when it come right down to it, and Jesus said, sell all thou have, well, all of a sudden, the kingdom of God became a light thing to him. Because the Bible says he was very rich. And that's why he walked away sad. So you see, if we ain't careful a lot of times, just like Ahab, supposed to have been taking care of God's people, I've got the same responsibility to take care of God's people. And we all have got that same responsibility. And we should never take it as being a light thing. I'm going to tell you this. Today at work, we've got this older truck driver lady. And she came up to me. She said, Bruce, can I talk to you a minute? I said, yeah. She said, can we go in just over here? I said, yeah. And she said, well, I'm really struggling. She said, because I don't know if I've really been saved or not. She said, now, I said I have and I've been baptized. She said, but I just ain't got nothing that can maintain me in the direction. And she said, and I know people said, well, you know, this and that. She said, but... And I'm going to tell her, and we'll hear Sister Tammy say this a lot. I told her, I said, we've got this lady at church. She'll say, you better know that you know that you know. And she looked me right in the face with tears in her eyes. She said, I do not know. And I said, well, I've not got the authority to tell you. I said, but I'm going to tell you, I said, God has gave me authority to pray for you. Amen. And she said, well, I just appreciate you talking to me. Amen. And I said, well, I appreciate your confidence and even coming and asking. So I'm putting forth that even as a prayer request. She said, because I don't know what to do. She said, I said, first of all, we get in here just like Ahab here. We get to thinking too much. I said, Ahab was thinking too much. Solomon thought too much. He was thinking, hey, I can keep peace if I get all this right here organized. But that's what God was trying to tell him. I'm not looking for that peace. Everybody's looking for the peace of this right here to have peace. Well, I'll be honest with you, it's what I told her. I said, the only way that this man can have peace is if this man on the inside has got peace. And then you bring this outer man under the subjection of that peace, you can feel peace. Amen. I said, but if you're searching for peace in this world amongst people, I'm just going to say this, you will not find it. Matter of fact, Jesus said this, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Every once in a while, I have felt peace, Brother Steve, in my job, in these happenings, but it don't last. But he said, my peace I give unto you. But we think over it sometimes. And she said, well, how will I know? I said, just like them tears in your eyes, something's going on the inside, because that's where it's at. And I could be honest with you, for the few testimonies that I've heard, I shared them with her. And that's what I think God expects us to do. He is looking for a testimony out of every one of us. And I'll say this, the only way that you can have a testimony is if you complete the test. You cannot stop in the middle of a test and have a testimony. And when it comes to a Christian walk of life, trying to help folks and get concern and burdens for folks, there's no option in life except completing the test. And you ain't going to complete it out there. Yes, there's days that we, all of us somewhere down the line, don't feel like coming in here, Brother Jeff. And most of them days that I did, I probably felt better than whenever I did want to come. Because somebody stood up and said, let me tell you what the Lord done for me today. Or let me tell you what the Lord's done in my life. Because sometimes we're walking through life and we're thinking we're the only ones that is going through what we're going through. But just like the kid sings up here when they say, let me tell you about my Jesus, what he's done for me, he'll do for you. He's a test completer is what he is. Them, that saying where it's talking about the one set of footprints in the sand, them's them times I thought I was going to quit giving up on the test. But he picked me up and carried me because he said the test ain't over yet. But if you really want a testimony, complete the test. If you want your witness to be effective to people, you got to complete the test. There's nothing worse in life than a miserable Christian. I'm just telling you. I mean, I have heard them, even at work, they talk about church, and then they walk around kicking the can around and this and that. Nobody wants to be around them. They ain't got nothing that nobody wants. The world's already got what that is. But let's don't take it as a light thing. We won't talk about God being almighty and everything. Let's prove it. Let's prove it. Matter of fact, he tells us, prove him, does he not? It's not a light thing. Everybody, some people probably think, if I get born again, it's going to be a bed of roses. Well, I describe it more as a rose bush is what I describe it as. You ever jumped in a rose bush? You're going to get some thorns too. That rose bush is pretty and it smells good and it's delightful to look at. But sometimes they're going to be some thorns along the way. But them thorns don't give you a reason to quit. Matter of fact, I've said this before. I have complained to God about things. I'd just be honest with you. Told him how I felt and how I'm just miserable about this and that. And of course, he just tells me about what all he went through, what Jesus had to go through. Did I go through? No, I didn't go through that. I ain't got no grounds to stand on. But the only ground I got to stand on is that one that don't sink in sand. The grounds that he saved my soul one night. And he made a way for me. I believe this. Jesus never took it as a light thing. And whenever he saved your soul, and whenever he saved my soul, it wasn't a light thing. Yes, one of these days I'm going to draw my last breath, and probably this group of people right here is about the only ones probably ever know me. But you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Because this right here is what has helped me through times. I know some elders is gone that has helped me too, but y'all are evidence that we had them elders. I'm just going to say that like that. They left something other for us. It wasn't light to them because we still brag on them. I'm just going to tell you the way they stood on things and the way that they prayed about things, the way they carried burdens for lost folks. It wasn't light, but they kept going. But Ahab, the Bible says there was no worse king before or after. That's what you get when you take it for a light thing. We look it up here and we say this is the Ten Commandments, but I'm going to tell you what, God's still giving commandments. If he tells you go witness to somebody, guess what that is? That's a commandment to you. Or it's to me, either way. He tells you stand up and sing a song. He just gave you a commandment. He didn't ask you. I've said it often. God don't ask me stuff. He just tells me. And I'm persuaded to believe he don't ask you either. Even though I tell him a few things. But at the end of the day, he'd just say it. I don't remember asking you. Because he knows exactly what needs to be done. Now, I wonder why he asks me sometimes when in my mind, I think somebody's better. But he knows what even we need at the times. Everything that ain't for me that I do sometimes just for somebody else. But let's don't take God's way of living as a light thing. Because it's the most serious thing that we can do to help somebody. I appreciate being here tonight. Appreciate the one that's come out. Anybody got anything they'd like to say or do before we go any farther? Let's do. Remember Brother Daniel and his family. He sent most of us a text today saying they're going to probably elect him in to be the pastor at Little Conasauga tonight. So he'll be starting that adventure. And if it is and about sometimes, if the Lord leads you down, I'm going to tell you it's a welcoming sight to be off somewhere and somebody from home come visit you. So, but let's remember them in prayer. Anybody before we be dismissed? If not, you can stand to your feet. Now remember, Sunday is the Association General Meeting. So it'll be here at 10 o'clock. It'll be starting at 10 o'clock. Like I said, we have a couple preaching, then we'll break and eat, and then we'll come back in and do the business part. But
Bruce, what's that lady's name, that truck driver?
Her name is Kathy.
Kathy.
Yes. Yep, she's, like I said, she's, you can tell when people don't want to cry,
yes.
But it's there. And if, but, and I'll say this, I want y'all pray for me that if she comes and talks some more, that I'll have something that I can help her with too. So, everybody stand on your feet and turn and shake hands with one another and be at liberty to go.